We begin the current Daf Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Dal. We begin 13 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous Daf, discussing the brachas of Havdalah. So the Gemara begins, Gufa. It was quoted before, Amar Belazar Mer Boishia, Hapoiches Lo Yifches Mishalish, whoever does the least amount that's necessary to mention the different types of Havdalahs, the different divisions that there are in the world, shouldn't say less than three different divisions in the bracha of Hamavdal. Whoever wants to do the most he could should not do more than seven different divisions. That was the statement that was mentioned in the name of Rebbe Elazar and the name of Rebbe Yishai. And that the Gemara asked Meis, we learned in the Braisa. It says, Omer Havdalas. When do we say Havdalah, this concept of division in the bracha when we're finishing a Mayid? That's B'matzah Shabbos. That's after Shabbos. U'B'matzah Yom Tovim, when the Yom Tov is going out, after Yom Tov. U'B'matzah Yom Kippurim, and the end of Yom Kippur. U'b'matzah Shabbos l'yamtiv, and even when matzah Shabbos is going into a yamtiv. U'b'matzah yamtiv l'chalul shamayit, and similarly when yamtiv is going into the chalul shamayit, into the weekdays of the yamtiv, which is between the first half and the second half of the yamtiv. Avaloi b'matzah yamtiv l'shabbos, but not when, although you're leaving yamtiv, and generally you make havdalah, but not when that's going into Shabbos. As the Rashbam explains, because when the governor is leaving, but the king is coming, it's not customary to go ahead and escort the governor out, because everyone is going involved with the king, so therefore Shabbos on some level is like the king, the Shabbos Hamalka, the queen, and therefore we're engaged more in that Shabbos is coming, than to go ahead and escort and make havdalah for the governor, which is that lower level of yamtiv leaving. Now the Braisa continues and says, Haragel, someone that's accustomed to the brachas, he's proficient in the different havdalas that there are, the different nuschais, the different types of divisions. So he says this a lot. Whereas v'shein haragel, someone that's not so proficient in these different nuschais, the different verses of the liturgy that there are in the brachas of havdalas, so he says just one. Which that's a difficulty to Rebbe Elazar. He says that lo yivches mishalish, you can't have less than three. And yet the Braisa says clearly that if you don't know, you can do even one. And that the Gemara says tanoihi. It's a malchaikas tanoim. Dam Rabbi Yechin, says, benon shel kedoshim imra, the son of the holy ones, he says, achas, that you only have to say one bracha, and that's the tanoi, because the benon shel kedoshim, who is the tana, he says one, and that's who that tana, the previous Braisa, is going like. But the Braisa there continues, benagu ho'am. However, the people have accustomed themselves to do. In other words, the other Tanoim in the days of the Benan Shakadeshim who argue on him, and that's who the people follow, that's the other one of the Tanoi, Laimer Shalish, they say that the people are following those who say to do three, and therefore, that's exactly what Laimer Shalish, we say three, and that's where Rebbe Elazar was coming from, and so it's not a question on him. Yes, there is another opinion, this is one, but he was going like the others that argue on Benan Shakadeshim and says the minimum has to be three. So the Gemara asks, Man nihu benon shel kedoshim. Once we mention this braisa, who is the sons of the holy ones? And then the Gemara says, Remenachem bar Simoi. So the Gemara asks, Vamai karli benon shel kedoshim. Why was he called the son of the holy ones? And that the answer is, Delo yistakul b'tzurasa d'zuza. Because he never looked at the image of a coin of a zuz. And as Taisa explains, the reason why he was called the son of the holy ones, although he had a holy custom, either because he didn't want to look at graven images, even though it wasn't necessarily forbidden, it was because that they made it dependent on his father, because his father was also holy, and that's why they called him the son of the holy ones. So again, that's why he said one, but the opinion of Rebbe Elazar was like the other Tanaim that say you have to have no less than three. The Gemara says, Shalach le Rav Shmuel bar Idi, he said, Chananya achi amar achas, my brother Chananya, he says you only have to say one. But the Gemara comments that halacha does not follow him, and rather it is, as was mentioned before, to have a minimum of three brachas. Rabbi Shuman Levi, he says a different klal in the brachas of Havdalah. He says, Hamavdal tzarech sheyemer me'ein havdalis hamurs batar. So we had a discussion how many havdalis, not less than three, not more than seven. But he says those divisions that you're mentioning in the bracha of Hamavdal has to have a havdalah, a division that's mentioned in the Torah, like those that the Gemara is going to quote. Another Gemara asks Meisvei, but we have a Braisa that says as follows. Seder Havdalis, the order of the divisions that are mentioned, which are the Sheva Havdalis, the seven divisions. Now, as Rashbam says, although there's really eight, but the division of Ben Yom HaShvila Sheshes Miyamasa between Shabbos and the rest of the 6 days of the week, that's not considered from the seven, because that's what's called Me'ein Chasima. It's something that's just being included, because you have to end of the bracha, something that's similar to what the ending of the bracha is itself. So you have to say before you say Baruch Atah Hashem, something that's similar to what you say after Baruch Atah Hashem. So what's the order of these seven divisions? How is this order? So Aymer, he says as follows. Hamavdal ben Kodesh L'chol, that, again, we're giving a bracha to Hashem who separates between holy and mundane, bein er l'cheshach, between light and darkness, bein Yisrael la'amim, between the Jewish people and the nations, uvein yemeshvi l'shesh miyamasa, between the seventh day and the 6 days of the week, bein tamei l'tar, between that which is impure and that which is pure, bein hayam l'charava, between the sea and dry land, bein maim ha'olyoinim l'maim tachtein, between the upper waters, that's to the sky, that's up there, the upper waters, and between the lower waters. Bein kahanim levim v'Yisrael. And then there's a difference between the kahanim and levim and the Yisrael, the different orders that there are in the Jewish people. V'chaysim b'seid b'reishis. And he concludes the bracha that he who makes the order of the creation, and that is, they actually makes the bracha, baruch atah Hashem, seid b'reishis, that he creates the order. And that is, as Rashbam explains, because a matzah Shabbos was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu began the order of the creation of the world. And that is, there was the actual creation, which was the 6 days of creation, and Shabbos completed that. Bar Shabbos, bar Menucha. Then right after Shabbos is when, so to speak, the cycle began again. So therefore, much of Shabbos is when we make the bracha that Hashem makes the order of the creation. And now, as Rashbam explains, that all these things were all written in the Torah. These are all things that are, as we said, the Havdalas have to be things that are written in the Torah. It says, a pasuk in Mayikra, v'lahavdil bein ha-kodesh uvein ha-chayil. We have, and it says in that same pasuk, "Uvein hatomei ven hatar." Then there's a pasuk in Bereishis that says, "V'yavdol akim ben ha'or ven ha'choshech." And there it also says, "V'yavdol ben hamayim," etc. So between the upper and the lower waters. And it says a pasuk in Bayikra, "V'yavdol eschem en am," that I will separate between you and the nations. Now, however, the Havdalah of Shabbos from the 6 days of the week, that is not written in the Torah, but again, that wasn't mentioned from the seven. That was there because you have to have something, me'ein ha'chasima, you have to say something, an idea, which is related to the ending, which is the idea of separating between Shabbos and the 6 days of the week. Now, the Rashbam says, why didn't we say this then at the end? We didn't include bein yom hashvi'i l'sheshi miyamasa at the end. If we have to say me'ein ha'chasim at the end, it should have been said at the end of all the seven. It's because it said it after the first three, because when a person only says three havdalas, which is the minimum that he has to do, that's when he says bein yom hashvi'i l'sheshi miyamasa. That's why it says it over there, me'ein ha'chasim, because that's the end of the minimum that a person has to say. So that's the first opinion. Achim, others say, b'yotzev reishis, that you end the bracha that he who forms the creation. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Chaysim, that we conclude, Mikadesh Yisrael, that he sanctifies the Jewish people. And that is, as Rashbam explains, that the way to understand that, how that's related to Matzah Shabbos, is because from everything in the world that Hashem formed, which was when he finally finished the 7 days, the 6 days of creation, and the seventh day, the only thing that he sanctified was the Jewish people. And that's why that's mentioned on Matzah Shabbos, because after everything was done, now it was all made for the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. So that's why we end with that bracha. Now, however, the Gemara concludes the question. V'emisa, and if would be, as we had said in the name of Rabbi Shu ben Levi, that the Havdalas have to be things that are written in the Torah. But Habein Hayam l'charava like Siva be'Havdala, the Braisa mentions something that is not mentioned in the Torah, that Havdalah, between the sea and between dry land. And therefore, that's a question on him that he said it has to be only things that are written in the Torah. And that the Gemara says, Sami mekan ben yam l'charava, delete that, that's not one of the seven divisions. But then the Gemara asks, if you're deleting that, so regarding the other things that I mentioned there, so the one of between Shabbos and the 6 day of the creation, that's also not going to be counted towards the seven, as we said, because it's only being mentioned because of Me'in HaChasim, because of what the conclusion is. As we said, that the conclusion is that he who orders the creation of the world, and that's between the seventh day and the 6 days of the week. So therefore, we mentioned that me'ein hachasima. If that's the case, so batzer chada. So you have one less for like a sheva, and therefore you don't have seven. Because although we had what seemed to be eight, one was not from the counting between Shabbos and the Yimei HaMa'aseh, because that's just me'ein hachasima. So we had seven. But now you're deleting between hayam al charava, so now you're down to six. But then we said there's seven. That the Gemara answers, Amri, they said that kehanim levim yisraelim, the division between Kehanim and Levim and Yisraelim, those are two different divisions. And that is, Bein Levim L'Yisraelim. First, there's the division between Shevet Levi and the rest of the Jewish people. And simply says the pasuk in Devarim, Be'esahi at that time, Hivdal Hashem, Shevet Levi, Hashem separated the entire tribe of Levi. Then another division, Bein Hakanim L'Levim, in Shevet Levi itself, there was another division, the Kehanim from the Levim. It's like it says a pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph, Bnei Aaron, the sons of Aaron, Aaron and Moshe, which were from Shevet Levi, but for Yibotel Aaron, Aaron was separated, L'Hakadishai Kodesh Kachem, to sanctify him, the holiest of the holy. And therefore, those are including two different divisions. That's how we have seven. But then the Gemara asks in conclusion, so michtam mai chasim. So what halacha, what is it in practice that we do conclude the bracha of Havdalah? So now the Gemara brings different opinions. Rav Amar, he says, Mikadesh Yisrael, that he says, like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, that he who sanctifies the Jewish people. Vishmul Amar, he says, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachel, that he who separates between the holy and the mundane, as Rashbam explains, Shmuel doesn't hold like any of these Tanoim that we mentioned before, that they had these different orders of, that they had these different chasimis, either of Seyde Bereshis, of Yetze Bereshis. He says, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachel, which is like the Rabbanon who are mentioned in the mission at the end of the first parak of Chulin, which says their opinion over there when Yom Tov falls out on Matzah Shabbos. They said, how do you do Havdalah? So they say, Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. So just like over there where it goes from Matzah Shabbos into Yom Tov, you say, Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. So Matzah Shabbos goes into the weekday, you could infer that they would say, Ben Kodesh LeChayil, and that's who Shmuel is going like. So the Gemara says, Layat Allah Abaya. Abaya would curse, V'itim Rav Yosef, and some would say it was Rav Yosef, Ahad the Rav. If someone would conclude with the Nusach that Rav said of Mekadesh Yisrael, he didn't approve of that. So Tana Mishmei Rishu ben Chananya, it was taught in the name of Rishu ben Chananya, that Kol HaChaisim Mekadesh Yisrael, whoever concludes with both, that he, blessed is Hashem, that sanctifies the Jewish people, V'hamavd ben Kodesh L'chayil, and that he separates between holy and the mundane, Marichin L'yom HaVishnaisav, that his days and his years should be lengthened, he's getting both Nuschais in there. However, the Gemara continues on Talmud Beis, V'lesa Chasakav HaSeid, Halacha does not fall like him, like Rishu ben Chananya. And the reason is because of the klal of Ein Chais Ben Bishnaim, we do not conclude a bracha, a blessing to Hashem, with two different ideas, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, and Dafne Mem Tesemet Aleph. Rather, Halacha is like Shmuel, because Abaya had cursed those who follow Rav, so therefore the Halacha follows like Shmuel. So the Gemara brings a story to illustrate this Halacha, that Ula Ikla LePumbadisa. Ula came to Pumbadisa. So Amalei Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Burei. So Rav Yehuda told his son Rav Yitzchak, says Zil Amti LeKakol DePer. Go bring Ula a basket of fruit. Now under that guise, V'chazi Hecha Avdal, go see how he's going to make Havdalah. So Lo Yazal, he didn't go, but Shodei LeLabai, he sent Abaye to go check it out for him. So Kiyas Abaye, when Abaye came back, so Amalei Rav Yitzchak told him, Hecha Yama, how did he say? What did he say by Havdalah? So Amalei Abaye reported back, Baruch Hamavd Ben Kodesh L'Chayil Amar Besulai. He said only Baruch Hamavd Ben Kodesh L'Chayil and nothing more. He didn't say Mekadesh Yisrael and that. So Asli Kamei Davu, he came in front of his father. So Amalei says, so Rabbi Yehuda told Rav Yitzchak his son, he says, Hecha Yama, how did he say? So Amalei says, look, I want to tell you the truth. Ano Loi Azli, Ano Shadirsu L'Abaye. I didn't go. I sent Abaye. Amalei and Abaye told me, Hamavd Ben Kodesh L'Chayil, that he said that he who separates between the holy and the mundane. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda told his son, Rav Yitzchak, says, Rav Rivenu say demar, the gaiva, the haughtiness of the master, Visaru say demar, and the waywardness of the master, and also a term of sarara, of leadership. In other words, he got angry at him that he himself didn't go. Grumalei lamar, now that has caused the master to leitame shmaitim impume. Now, forever, this halacha that's being said over what Ula had done, which the brachas, bracha ma'av b'kash l'chol, will not be said over in your name, rather than the name of Abaya. And what's the significance of that? So Rashbam brings from the Gemara Yivamis of Tzadik Zayin that any Tam HaChacham that a halacha is said over from his name, when he's in the grave, his lips move, and that's a great schus for the Tam HaChacham. That you won't have, because instead of you going, you sent Abaye in your place. And then the Gemara brings Meisve. The Gemara asks on what Ula's halacha was, that his bracha v'amavd was baruch hamavd ben kodesh l'chayil, and that's the way he said it. That as from the following brice. It says, Kol HaBrachas Kulon, all brachas, Pesach b'barach, they begin with a bracha, v'chayisim em b'barach, and it concludes again with a bracha. Chutz, except, there are exceptions, mibirchas mitzvahs, for example, when someone puts on this talis, it says, lis atif batzitzis, or when he's taking the dalaminim, it says, al natilis lulam, where you don't say, begin with a baruch atah Hashem and end with another baruch atah Hashem. And the reason is because there's not that many words, it's very short and terse, so you just say one baruch atah Hashem. Ubrichas aper, same thing applies to the brachas on fruit, and when a person makes a brachas on nenem before he eats, you just say one baruch atah Hashem. Ubrachas mucha l'chaverta, and also a bracha that's close to another bracha, and that is, for example, the brachas by Shemayna Esrei, we continue 18, 19 brachas, one after another, there's only one baruch atah Hashem, not two. Ubracha achreina shebe kriyishma, and the last bracha in kriyishma, and that is, although there is no bracha before that last bracha in the brachas of kriyishma, which we say by davening before Shemayna Esrei, that started with Baruch, because there is interruption. You have brachas before Krishma, but after Krishma, you only have the one bracha. However, you still do not begin with a Baruch Atah Hashem, and we consider it a bracha smucha lechaverta, close to the brachas that come before Krishma, and that is because the emes v'yatziv that begins the bracha that comes after Krishma is essentially connected to Krishma, as the Gemara Bracha says in Daf Yadalad, where you have to have emes v'yatziv connected to Ani Hashem Lekechem to have Emes, which again goes into Emes V'yatziv because of a pasuk that says V'Hashem Elikim Emes. So you have to have Elikim and Emes together, which really Emes from Emes V'yatziv, and Elikim is part of Krishma. So therefore we view Krishma as one with the bracha of Emes V'yatziv, and therefore the Krishma, which comes after the bracha, which is before it, is a contiguous from the bracha that comes before the Krishma, and therefore again that will be considered bracha smucha lechaverta, and you only say one bracha to Hashem. Now the Braisa explains, Sheyesh mehen, from these exceptions, because there are those from those that we mentioned that paisech b'barach, that you open up, you begin it with a baruch atah Hashem, but ve'ein chayisim b'barach, but you do not conclude with another baruch atah Hashem. For example, by berachas haperes and berachas hamitzvos, where when you're eating a fruit, you're just going to say one baruch atah Hashem, but you don't end with a new one. And similarly, when you make a berachas hamitzvos, you start baruch atah Hashem and you end off l'satav batzitzah without another baruch atah Hashem. V'yeshmen, and there are those from those that we just mentioned, shechaisim abarach, that it concludes with the baruch, ve'in peisech b'barach, but does not begin with the baruch. For example, the baruch asmuch l'chaverta, that is, the first baruch atah Hashem is exempt because it's coming on the heels of the first baruch that came before it, which started already with baruch atah Hashem. And there's a continuation, so you just end off with the baruch atah Hashem, but you do not begin, like b'shemayna esra, we just begin, hashiva sheftenu, we just begin the baruch, and we end off with baruch atah Hashem. Now, v'hatoy v'hametiv, the Braisa says, regarding the fourth bracha in Birchas Hamazon and benching, although it is smuch lechaverta, it's coming on the heels of the bracha of Uvenei Yerushalayim, however, peisech b'barach, still, although usually bracha smuch lechaverta, you do not begin with the bracha, here it will begin with a baruch atah Hashem, because essentially it's a self-standing bracha, because it's not really part of Birchas Hamazon, it was just attached to it, because it was instituted because of the Haruge Beitar, those which were killed by the devastation of the city of Beitar in Eretz Yisrael, which they were allowed to be buried, which is Hatoiv, the bracha is called Hatoiv Ametiv. Hashem is Hatoiv, he's good, that the bodies, the corpses did not decay, and Hametiv, that he does good, that they were given over to be buried. However, so that's why you do not begin, that you do begin with a baruch, although we would think that it wouldn't because it's smuch l'chaverta. However, and we the bracha is a lengthy bracha because we want to get in three different mentions of Hashem's malchus, as the Gemara explains in Perek Shleish Shachlu Masechtas Brachas, and therefore ve'ena chayisim a baruch. However, we do not go ahead and conclude with a baruch at Hashem. Although that is also counterintuitive because it's a long bracha, we would think to say that you would end with a baruch atah Hashem because it's what's called one haidah. It's one thanks. Like we say by berachas haperes and berachas hamitzvos, where you don't conclude with another baruch atah Hashem. Here also, although it's a long bracha, it's saying one idea, one concept, so then you only say one baruch atah Hashem. So berachas teiv ametiv is an exception, but it's different than the other two regarding that it starts with the baruch atah Hashem and it doesn't end, is because although it seems to be bracha smucha lechaverta, it's really not. And although it seems to be a long bracha to end with another bracha to Hashem, it's not really, because it's one haidah. It's just a lot of words, but one haidah only requires one bracha to Hashem. However, the Gemara concludes on the top of Kofayim at Alf, but ultimately, kasha l'ula. This Bryce is a difficulty to Ula because he began with a baruch, baruch atah Hashem, but he didn't conclude with a baruch. He said just one bracha, baruch atah Hashem, havda b'kodesh l'chayil. And the difficulty is, that's not mentioned in the Bryce. The Bryce says every bracha begins with the baruch atah Hashem and ends with another baruch atah Hashem. And the exceptions it says, but it doesn't say the baruch of Havdalah. So how do you only begin with a baruch atah Hashem and not end with a baruch atah Hashem? Another Gemara says, Amalach Ula would tell you, the bracha of Havdalah, of Amavdal, is similar to the bracha of mitzvahs, and which only begins with the bracha and does not end with another bracha to Hashem. And the reason is because berachas mitzvahs, my time, what's the reason by berachas mitzvahs? When you're doing a mitzvah, lulav, tzitzis, that you only say one bracha in the beginning and not at the end. Mishum dehaidahi, because it's praise. Hanami haidahi, this is also thanks. And that is, there is no interruption with anything else. Just like we said about Teiva Meitev, although that's a long bracha, but since we start with the Baruch Atah Hashem, because it's not Smuch L'Chaverta, so then we do not conclude with another Baruch Atah Hashem. And the reason is because by Havdalah, we don't interrupt with any tchinis, any supplications, or any divrei ritzui, which is endearment to Hashem. And therefore, it's enough with the Baruch Atah Hashem that it began with. As Rashbam brings, however, you can't compare it, let's say, to the Baruch of Kiddush. We have to talk about the praise of Shabbos and the Baruch of Yetzer Ar, which we say in the Berachas Kriyishma, which there's interruption with Tchinas. For example, we say, Baruch HaMecha Rabbim, Rachim Aleinu, with your great mercy, have mercy on us. Or the first Baruch of Shemoneh Esrei, Berachas Avos, which there's Divrei Ritzoi, there's words of endearment to Hashem. And therefore, you have to begin and you have to end with the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, you do have to start with Baruch HaTah Hashem and end with another Baruch HaTah Hashem of Magen Avraham, because there's interruption in between. Whereas the Baruch of Avdallah, although it might be different, that the Berachas HaMitzvos and Berachas Peres, but the idea, the concept is the same. If it's one concept of Haidah, just giving thanks to Hashem, and therefore, the Baruch HaTah Hashem that you said in the beginning, if it has no interruption, you do not have to include with another Baruch HaTah Hashem. Again, similar to the Baruch HaTeva Meitiv, even though it's very long, does not end with another Baruch HaTah Hashem.